This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Thursday, August 11th. Late Wednesday evening, Royal Caribbean Group made the announcement that both Royal Caribbean International and Celebrity Cruises have relaxed vaccination mandates starting September 5th. For Royal Caribbean, cruises out of L.A., Galveston, New Orleans, and Europe, unvaccinated guests can sail. Celebrity Cruises is allowing guests from L.A. and Europe to sail unvaccinated. As far as testing for the vaccinated guests, that'll vary by itinerary as different ports require different protocols. Guests without the vaccine will have to test within 3 days of each sailing. Always check with the cruise line to know exactly what is necessary as these things are constantly changing. Earlier this week, Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings made the same announcement, which goes into effect on September 3rd. And 1 million Carnival Cruise Line guests now have used the Verifly app, which allows those who are vaccinated to easily submit their health screening information before their cruise. Since making the app available in March fleet-wide, Carnival became the largest cruise line to implement it. Other lines who do use Verifly are Holland America and Viking. After entering the health information into the app, a Verifly pass is issued within a few hours, and that can be presented at check-in to help streamline the embarkation process. And during this week's earnings call, Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings President and CEO Frank Del Rio said that while the company is not experiencing staffing shortages, which has led to other lines having to cancel or dial back services, there is one exception. Pride of America is the only U.S. flagged ship within the NCL fleet and is required by law to have 75% of their crew be American citizens. And because of this, they are having difficulty in meeting the employment quota. Pride of America is continuing to sail Hawaii, however, but only at 40% out of 100. Del Rio said that they are hoping to have the ship fully staffed and sailing at full capacity by the end of the year. And cruise line stocks were up on Wednesday. Carnival Corporation up 9%, 10.34. Royal Caribbean up 10%, 41.67. And Norwegian up 12%, 13.53. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Here on the South Bank in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
The proceeding was a production of Cruise Radio. For more accurate and dependable updates, subscribe to our YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.